Run, freedom, run. Freedom, run away. My friend, you have to run, 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 run. Freedom, run away. That freedom, son.
I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. St. Mary of the Woods College is presenting the musical You're in Town, directed by our guest, the director of theater there, Sharon Ammon. Sharon, thanks very, very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, George.
Now, when is You're in Town going to be on?
It will be February 18th through the 21st, that Thursday at 7 p.m., in conjunction with all-day programs on the environment at St. Mary of the Woods. The Friday, February 19th at 8, February 20th at 2 and 8, and February 21st at 2.
Tell us a little bit about how You're in Town fits in with an environmental question.
Well, You're in Town, despite the title, which puts a few people off who haven't seen it, is a wonderful story about a dystopia in which everyone has to pay to go to the bathroom, which we have a terrible drought. And it's a hilarious comedy, but it does ask some really important questions about sustainability. So it's got kind of two sides going along with it, and we at St. Mary of the Woods are very concerned with sustainability, so that the Thursday, our opening night, we'll have panels all day as part of Focus the Woods on Water, and we'll have a free reception at night that's a totally green reception where everything is reusable.
We've got villains, heroes, and even a love story, don't we?
Yes, we do. We've got the villain capitalist who controls all the water, but on the other hand, he does keep it flowing. And his name is Caldwell B. Cladwell, played by brother Barry Donahue, a brother who works with the Sisters of Providence. And we've got Hope and Bobby Strong, the love interest. And Bobby's the leader of the rebels who want to take over the public amenities and make them free for everyone.
Despite the initial hold back, I think, that many people feel, this has been a show that's been really quite a hit.
Oh, yes, it's won quite a few Tonys. It's about 10 years old now, actually. It's been performed at a lot of high schools. Children love it. The reason it has that title is the makers of it didn't really think it would go very far, and they have a lot of funny dialogue at the beginning about how a musical with a name like this, with a title like this, probably won't attract anyone. But despite their thoughts about this, it went from workshop to Broadway in a pretty quick time period.
You have to run, 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 freedom, run away.
One of the things that perhaps you enjoy about this is the opportunity to work with your cast and with the students there, because it gets to be quite a variety show in terms of the styles that they use.
Yes, it has a little affectionate parody of every kind of musical comedy you can think of. One of the numbers looks a little bit like West Side Story. One of the numbers looks a little bit like Fiddler on the Roof. And one of them has a little bit of a ragtime beat. So despite what the numbers might be about, such as Rebellion, they all look like other pieces. And I think aficionados will recognize Les Miserables as well in the show.
Boy, you've just described the length and breadth of the Great White Way there.
Yes,
in terms
right.
of musicals. As you've been working with this particular show, how has your cast enjoyed it?
Oh, the cast is having such a wonderful time. We have young women from St. Mary of the Woods College. We have a young woman from ISU. We have a graduate of Rose Hallman
in
the
show.
And they're having a wonderful, wonderful time. It's a lot of work,
so we have a
they're having a variety of time.
Well, you know, with a title like You're in Town and the description that you've offered, I'm sure glad that you've got an engineer in the cast.
Yes, that's right. He was just saying the other night, and he plays Bobby Strong, that, you know, in the future dystopia, he and the other engineers will be just fine.
We've been talking with Sharon Ammon about the upcoming production of You're in Town at St. Mary of the Woods College. Sharon, once again, it opens on...
It opens on February 18th, and people can call 812-535-6211 if they need further information.
I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.